The University Teachers Association of Ghana has threatened to boycott lectures in the next academic year if government fails to pay their research and book allowance. According to UTAG, government owes them two academic years and this inability to pay is affecting their performance. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the president of UTAG, Dr. Samuel Ofori Bakwin, said although UTAG has so far managed to contain the mounting pressure on various campuses, it may no longer be in a position to prevent the situation from escalating anytime soon. He spoke to Bright in Trauma.
Well, they still not paid. For the 2013-2014 academic year, it's not paid. And we are entering another academic year. That's our problem.
What is the implication of government inability to pay your research?
The implication is that they are disabling us from performing the functions for which we have been employed. Because we need that money to prepare our lectures and everything, to conduct the very basic research that will inform our teaching. One that we did for last academic year, if not paid, we pre-finance it. And this time we say we are no longer going to pre-finance any activity. So if they want us to work, then they should supply us with the tools that we need to work. If not, then we can't work.
If you say, if not, you can't make it, what are you implying? Are you going on strike or what?
I won't call this a strike. If you are employed and you are not given the tools to work and you don't work, will it be a strike? It's just like your employer is enabling you from working. So that is it. They are preventing us from working by not supplying us with the tools.
So you will not be going to the classroom, the next academic?
Yeah.
Have you communicated this to government?
They know of our intentions and they keep on delaying. We sent a letter some time ago to the NLC, that's the National Labour Commission, making a complaint of the issue. And our intention then to embark on a strike at that time. And they stepped in the access to go for negotiation. We didn't yield anything. Now they say we should go for voluntary arbitration. We have responded to all the letters as quickly as possible, but they are delaying us. We don't even know when the arbitration is going to be called. And the other day, we heard Honorable Deputy Minister on air saying that they don't owe us anything, and that it's September that they usually pay, which is false information. The only time they paid in September was last year. And it's also based on the intransigence of government when it comes to the payment of the book and research allowance. Every year, they keep on dragging their feet. So it sends the time forward, because usually it used to be paid between January and March when it started. Now they've dragged their feet out and that it has come to September. And you want to institute it as a September thing, when you know very well that September is the beginning of an academic year. So why do you do that? Something that we need to enable us to do the work. The year has ended, you are not paying us, and you are going to pay us in the beginning of the other academic year. It doesn't make sense. So that's why we are telling them that if that's what they intend doing, then they should be prepared to pay too, because we are no longer going to pre-finance any activity again.
Mm. So how much is government owing you in terms of your book and research allowance?
I cannot give you the quantum as a whole, but on an individual basis, it's $1,500. That is the CD equivalent of $1,500 for the book allowance, and then 500 Ghana cedis for the research allowance.
So what will make UTAG, as it stands now, rescind their decision, to embark on an industrial action?
When everything is paid, that is the 2013-14